Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunters' leading home builder.
She set up the moth club. He likes candles in the bathtub. She loves a ricotta solo. He lives a carabolo. We start to pull the dealer. The bloke and the Sheila. Their boss is always in despair because their meetings happen on air.
Tanya and Steve.
Live from Honeysuckle and across Newcastle and the Hunter. Celebrating 10 years.
Good morning. Good morning in a minute, young lady.
Welcome to
Wednesday.
Oh, here
we go.
How are we all?
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's early.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Rosie's very quiet because he was swimming in a sea of vomit yesterday.
Yeah, and it wasn't even his. I can't tell you. Every morning, he and I just look with envy at Rosie's life.
Worst day ever. I was cleaning it.
No, was it Theo or Oscar?
No, Theo.
Theo.
Yep, so two, and so he's 2 years old. And
does
not...
it get to the point where it's irrelevant who it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if it was Oscar, I would expect him not to vomit through his bed for the third time in a row. I would expect him to get up and maybe go to the toilet or bathroom.
See, here lies the difference, right? Tanya and I talk about our medical ailments.
Yeah.
You talk about your kids.
At the moment, exactly.
You don't have time to worry about yours.
Yeah, yeah, no. But yeah, so I think it's a bit of gastro is going around at the moment. So it was just such a bad day yesterday.
God, that's all you ever hear, though. It doesn't matter what time of year, who it is. Oh, how's it going? Ah, a bit of gastro going around.
Yeah, you do.
24/7.
Yeah.
Every 12
can't months. Even tell you where he got it from, though. Because if it was one of the kids, I'd go, oh, yeah, they picked it up at school.
Was he? He was probably eating something off the ground when you weren't looking.
I did take him a few places on Saturday, and I'm kind of trying to retrace my steps.
Come on, Rice.
Did see his hands in his mouth a few times.
Rice, we spent 3 hours a day with you. You're easily distracted, mate.
Yeah, it's either a wave or it's a... Anyway.
Yeah, pretty lady walking again. I am that happily married.
I'm a bit the same. You can call it ADHD or whatever you like, but whenever I was there and BJ's like three or four around the house, before I knew the house was on fire, I would have to smell smoke. Oh, what's going on? I once caught Tim, my eldest son, not caught, but I could hear something, and then all of a sudden I heard the car beep, and I looked out, he was behind the wheel of my car.
Oh, that's not funny. That's not funny.
And these days it's too easy for them to start the car.
That's what I mean. It's so easy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is when he was young. It was wind up at the front.
Wind up at the front. Ignition.
Give us a hand, Dad.
Oh, dear.
It was a turnkey, though. He didn't have key. It was unlikely. He went in there and he decided to play, I'm going to drive a car thing. But it didn't look real good.
There's one rattling around on Instagram at the moment. And the dad's got one toe on the baby and the bouncer, right? But he's on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think the kid's about three. He's going, Daddy, Daddy. Daddy's going, mate, in a minute, mate. So they're doing this and he's still bouncing the baby. Eventually, he looked up when the kid started screaming and crying. His head was stuck between the bars of the veranda that they were sitting on. And Dad just couldn't give a stuff because there was obviously some pretty girl or wave on Instagram.
Jesus, parenting is hard work, isn't it?
And that's why it always pays to have outside cameras when you leave your husband in charge of the kids.
That's right, mate. While we're on the subject of videos, I watched one the other day where a guy just said, we're pretty much like the reserve quarterback when you're a dad. Yeah, you're part of the team, but you mean nothing.
Oh, exactly.
The mum will just say, you're useless, get off.
Yeah.
Go away. Don't do it that way. Don't you love that?
Yeah.
Why don't you even change your nappy? Or I'll do that. Don't do it that way. We're good at looking after our kiddies.
There's been a lot of people, not just fellas, but for people come undone with the outside doorbell, hasn't there?
Oh, definitely. Mm.
Yep.
The outside doorbell?
Yeah, just those outside cameras.
Yes.
Motion sensors or the doorbell ring that captures everything. I watch a lot of videos where people come undone that way.
This is your house.
Funny you mention that. I only just went for a walk around the block a couple of days ago and I noticed how many more cameras I'm seeing on the front of people's houses.
Yeah,
and just down the side, or there might be one at the back laneway in the driveway.
Isn't that
noticing it all the time.
Isn't that when you think about it? Because so much in life, we just do. It just happens. Think about that. How much the world's changed that we're doing that.
Yes.
Just in that little tiny bit.
Yeah.
That we're actually having a need for that. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just poke out the blind, but I'm thinking of getting a camera myself, save the bother.
You should.
Tell you what it works for, deliveries.
Well, sure.
So you know that it's actually been delivered.
Yeah.
And if it goes astray, well, then you can see who
took it.
That's right.
So even look on the TV right now, there's an arson attack and they had cameras.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. It's about the crime. It's about, I could say, the packages and all that. Now, we had all that before, didn't we?
Yeah.
But it's more now, particularly with the online buying.
Yes.
That's, I think, one of the biggest things, isn't it? Packages.
Yep. That's good. Packages and Uber Eats and...
Yeah. What have you got yours for? Just so you won't let me in.
Pretty much.
I knew it. I reckon they would have sat down.
100%.
Well, we don't really need it, Tanya, but what if Steve comes over?
It's a visit of Weeder Outerer.
There you go.
That's actually the brand.
It's Tanya and Steve. We're away for a Wednesday. Good morning, everyone.
Go. Tanya.
What?
I know I was away in hospital and sick for about 40 days all told. Few things changed and I'm getting grips on them. Something just happened. I realised this must have happened while I was away as well, that Risey has turned into some sort of royal watcher.
He really is. When that first week we were back on the air together, he came rushing in every day and reported on Princess Kate and King Charles.
A bit worried.
So he was embarrassed when I'm in the studio.
Absolutely.
But now not.
When your back is turned, he puts on a little tiara and goes, tea, guess what?
Nice.
There we go. Cup of tea while we talk about the royal family.
Just then, you're right.
Yeah.
Risey was all over the story that we haven't seen Princess Kate in public since Christmas Day.
I'm worried sick.
I know you are.
More worried than when I was in hospital.
63 days Princess Kate hasn't been seen. And by the time they say she'll be back on the royal hustings, it'll be 108 days. So she had some sort of serious
stomach surgery. There's something going on, isn't there?
Yeah.
And, you know, with the royals particularly. The less they say, the more you know is going on.
Yeah, because they're usually quite up front. Well, I mean, Charlie's got cancer. And
I think
you'll
find that's King Charles.
King Charles to you, Daniel.
Excuse me, Charlie.
Where's the respect?
You give them one OAM, mate, and they think they own the world. OAMNL, Chucky.
But like Risey was just telling us off air, Steve.
Yes.
Princess Kate is the type that, you know, she's got the stiff upper lip happening, and every baby that she's had, she's been out and about within 28 days.
Tough.
So this
tough
is
woman.
Tough as ours.
63 days.
Mm-hmm.
Risey, do you want to comment on that?
That's a long time. What's Pippa Middleton doing these days?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, you know what? It's time to go to the reserve bench.
She's still
wearing that same dress.
I was going to say, I haven't seen her since she wore the dress.
Well, you're missing out because she is married. She's had a couple of kids and she's still got a beautiful bum.
Good to know.
Maybe they let out a few royal stitches. Come on. It was snug.
It was very snug.
That's the only thing I remember from that wedding.
But I just love that classic never outdo the bride.
I know. Yeah. Well, I don't think his sister meant to. The cameras actually, if you remember, Kate gets out of the royal carriage, sashays down the aisle, and then all we saw was Pippa's bum.
Yes.
Her perfect hourglass bottom encased in that ivory thread. It was quite beautiful.
Oh, remember.
So she wouldn't have known that. It was like, oh, what, this old thing?
Exactly.
Oh, my God, Pippa, look at you. Oh, stop it. I just threw it on.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we don't cross to England anymore. We just apparently crossed a redhead and Risey tells us what's going on with them. Oh, the shame.
I've never had an interest in the royals, but this morning I was reading that story about Kate and I was going, something sus here.
Something very sus.
It wasn't just that, man. I realised, you know, when I came back and you started talking about how over Christmas and all this drama and I went, I was in hospital too, right?
I was like, oh, yes. Oh, you were, Steve. And I was equally as worried.
Well, okay, we don't know.
No.
I don't think they're going to let us know. But I'd be far more concerned about the fact that Risey's all over it now. His mates never talk to him.
Prince, what happened today to spark more Kate's story? Let's see how good he is.
Well, Prince William, he cancelled an engagement he was supposed to go to.
Well done.
Hey, Kenya, why don't you ring Charlie? See what he says. Get Charlie on the blower, EP, Jerry. Tell him Kenya OAM wants to talk to him.
The McDonald Jones $65,000 price rollback on new homes is on now for a limited time. Turn it up loud and clear, because
Tanya and Steve Hill is Triple M breakfast. Tanya and Steve's Wednesday.
We don't sing it, we just say it. And today, if you nail the one that Steve's got, you will score a family pass and ride tickets to the Montgomery Homes Newcastle show,
which
gets underway this Friday.
Love a ride.
Yeah, so you got to jump on the phone very fast if you want to nail this prize. That'll save you some dosh, won't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Some ride tickets along with the family pass to get your family in.
I love it now that they are. It's a wristband usually.
Mm.
You know, but when it used to be tickets. Imagine how many I lost. Yeah. You know, you'd buy a ticket, right? Or yeah. then you'd buy...
Yeah, a reel of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, anyway, but yeah, so wristband of tickies and away you go on the ride.
Our phone number's 133353. Give us a call right now. Solve the Won't Sing Wednesday to win tickets, family pass to the Montgomery Homes Newcastle show. Call us now. 133353.
Rightio. Dave is in Newcastle. Very fast on the phone. Dave?
Hi.
Hi.
All right, Dave, I reckon this is easy. I reckon anyway. We'll see. She left me roses by the stairs. Surprises. Let me know she cares.
I know the song, but I don't know the title.
No.
Well, there you go, Dave. Yeah, it's a right on the tip of his tongue, isn't it?
Yes. Dom's in Merriweather. G'day, Dom.
Morning, everybody. How are we?
Very well.
All right, Dom, here's the line. She left me roses by the stairs. Surprises let me know she cares.
That is What's My Age Again by Blink 182.
Oh, jeez, Dom.
Christ. You're half right.
Oh, Dom.
You're half
Sorry.
right.
Sorry.
Same album, actually.
Alex is in Seam. Alex, listen to the lyrics.
Okay, Alex. She left me roses by the stairs. Surprises let me know she cares.
All the Small Things by Blink 182.
Nice. Noise.
Noise.
Noise one.
We've got a family pass and ride tickets for you. You clever thing, what? Alex.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There this you go. I thought, the poor bastard. When are we going to tour Sydney and Australia? Right next to Taylor.
Exactly.
No, they filled the place. Everyone loved it too, but it just looked so funny. Didn't it? We'll give them a run today.
Alex, you're off to the Montgomery Homes Newcastle show. Well done, you.
Thank you.
All right, good on you, buddy.
Here's the lyrics. She left me roses by the stairs.
Surprises let me know she cares. You know what I miss about the show? We're going to talk about going to the show this weekend, giving away tickets and all that gear. I don't know what... I've just had this sudden urge to shoot a yellow tin duck with a slug gun, too.
Well.
You know, I don't know when they took them off, but geez. Shows you again how times have changed.
What, you can't shoot a slug gun anymore?
No, I can't imagine 10, 15 years you've not been able to shoot a slug gun in public.
Right.
Not allowed to have them.
Right.
Let alone, I reckon, you know...
Shoot them.
Shoot them in a crowded area.
Okay.
Again, because of the world we live in. Someone could go mad, start shooting people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I used to love those.
Yeah.
You'd get them up and you'd see how bent the barrel was.
Yeah.
And you'd just, you know, you'd accommodate to that and swing to the right to try and make the barrel straight and down the ducks and get a dirty, fluffy thing. That's what it was about.
I know.
It was about winning.
Yeah, well, it still is. Sideshow Alley is still such a hit with the kids.
Oh, it's Christmas, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's Christmas Sideshow Alley.
My great love of food at the show, apart from the Dagwood dogs, Pluto pups, whatever you want to call them, for years there was Bev's Hot Chips at the Newcastle show.
Oh.
And as someone who doesn't eat hot chips usually, every year I'd go, I hope Bev's there again.
Yeah.
I don't think Bev was even a person. It was just what it was called.
Bev's Hot Chips.
Yeah, no, so...
Bev was Charlie out the back.
If you've been going to the show for years and years from childhood, you would remember as soon as you came in from Curly Road.
Yes.
Turn right, there was Bev.
See, it's funny because you didn't eat a lot of chips, as I did, but for me it was all about the... Dagwood dog... Because I never ate those.
Yeah.
So that was a show food
right.
to me. And those other things that the cream goes through, and I always forget the name, and you always have to remind me.
Like a cream horn?
Yeah. That. Yeah, where it's like a waffly thing and just fake cream through the guts.
Cream.
It's like, I could literally live on it.
Mm.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Then you go on a ride, throw it up. Great.
Oh, good time.
Is that what they're called, cream horns?
Well, yeah. That if what you like a shell, like a conch shell, and then cream in the middle?
Yeah, or one, it's like a cylinder and cream goes through and out each end. So similar to what you're saying.
Oh.
Yum-o.
Right.
Yeah, and then you have Betty Chips on top of that.
What about the rides?
Yeah, what rides? Yeah, what rides did you go on? I remember a couple of years ago you both went on a ride and your hysteria on that ride was pretty out there.
Yeah, but that was fun hysteria because I love it.
Yes,
fun for her.
I get excited.
Fun for her.
Scary for again, everyone sitting next to her.
I have to clarify that. Tanya had a great time. I haven't got my hearing back. Rock and roll, the rolly things people tell you, I always just liked it because the money fell to the bottom and before you got off, you were rich. The zipper is the first one that sticks in my brain. It's the scariest thing I went on.
That's where every carriage...
Yeah.
or every cage turned independently.
Oh,
at the
different
arms.
Way.
And yeah. if you and of course they have guidelines now, but when we were kids, if you actually have a look at that, it's like put together with a spanner and Bruce Trev. Oh, hang on, mate. I'm a bit hungover. We got to put the zipper together.
Not happening this year at the Montgomery Homes Newcastle show.
I was talking a few years ago. Exactly. Back in the old days, it wasn't so many rules and regs.
No. Now everything's checked and rechecked.
Right. But that zipper, it's terrifying.
Yeah. I haven't seen that for a long time, though, the
nah,
zipper.
Neither have I.
Don't think so. That's no. what I mean.
The hurricane was always a fave too. Remember the one the
is
arms
that stuck on
that
the
went
wall?
Out? No, the arms went out and you kind of flew through the air on little rocket ships.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And, open rocket ships.
And again 2024 versus 1980s.
Yeah.
His parents watched the rides. When we went either we went A on our own.
Yeah.
Or B, the parents were there, they were over at where the parents could have a drink.
Absolutely.
Hey, I was just on this ride that could have killed me. Good on you.
It's Triple M. More chances to win your way to the Newcastle show happening all this week with Tenure and Steve.
We've been telling you McDonald Jones is adding an incredible 7-star value into their new homes at no extra cost.
That's including the double glazing to windows, doors, you've got solar thrown in there. More energy-efficient inclusions to keep you for the future.
Yeah, plus, to get more Aussies started, they've added an unbeatable $65,000 price rollback for a limited time.
Check it all out on mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au. Thanks for being the show sponsor, you lot.
Yeah.
Good on you, guys and
Good
gals.
Good on you. Thank you, McDonald Jones Homes.
Listen, I want to bring up Annie Knight. Do you remember Annie Knight?
No.
She is Australia's most sexually active woman.
Oh, she's very, yeah, she's very prevalent on social media.
She is, yes.
You were telling me about her a couple of days ago, just offhand we were chatting, and that was my whole hospital time. I've missed this, haven't I?
Well
not hospital, I've somehow missed this.
Well, last year she made headlines for that moniker, Australia's most sexually active woman, because she declared that she was going to, her whole goal for 2023 was to sleep with 300 men.
Right.
Now, God love her, she did.
Well, oh, good on her. So, how good is it when you reach your goals?
There must have been some gutter trolls.
Yeah.
So,
bottom of the barrel.
There would have been some low days.
So sadly for Annie, though, one of the reporters from one of the TV shows did a doorstop on her dad, Simon. And it was would have been horrendous for her dad.
He would have been so proud.
Oh, well.
Hey, what's my little girl up to, Mr. Reporter?
Well, he panicked and he rang Annie and said, "Somebody's here telling me you're a sex maniac." And Annie had to race over and calm the farm with the fam and say, "Look, this is what I am. I'm an adult content creator. Please be proud of me because this is what I want to do."
She's probably making a lot of money.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
She paid him over $1 million in tax last year.
She
just
paid $1 million in tax.
Just in tax to the Australian government. It's all legit.
Wow, yeah.
Do you recognise she would go straight to a lot of money if it was Stella?
I know. Absolutely not.
Oh, no, never mind that. She would have earned a lot of money.
Dad, listen, I've got an OnlyFans.
Listen here, young.
No, if it's someone else's daughter, though, he's very happy.
Oh, please.
It's true, though, Rise. What? You're not alone there, though.
No.
No.
No, but no, I am. No, I'm. Yeah, I carry on with your conversation.
Tell me.
Oh, my God. Jerry just said she made $160,000 in September last year alone.
Absolutely.
And the nurses and the teachers of this world struggle to get a pay rise.
You know what's funny about that, though, is we all sit there, right? We think if we did the same thing, we'd earn the equal amount. It's like, I don't know what she did to you, but I got $8.70. I don't know what she had, but my OnlyFans, 2 followers.
Well, look, Annie's got a new goal for 2024.
What is it?
She wants to nail 360 fellas this year.
God love her. She's a sweetheart.
Well, I just like the fact that she aims higher every year.
Do you, G? That's terrific, isn't it? I love how we're praising this young lady.
360 followers.
I know. But she does say mum and dad are fine now. Like, they respect what
Even
I do.
Mum and dad got a cruise out of it.
Exactly.
Oh, darling, have some respect. Bye! We're off to Vanuatu.
And here's a Prado or something, Dad.
Oh, my God.
You know what I love about
it? Is that 360 separate? Different? Yeah. Like, not the same guy.
No, it has to be different.
Jeez.
And she's so kind-hearted and compassionate because she said, look, if you're one of the fellas that I'm going to content create with, you can wear a mask or put a scarf over your head. I don't expect you to put your face out there. It's not for everybody. I just thought that was so compassionate.
Write that down.
I'm like, I've seen that birthmark on Steve.
I'm just working it out here. Just, you know, pick up lines, you know, single. So, hiya, would you like to come home and create some content?
It's a good one.
But you know what I do love about her? A, the honesty. She's out there. She's making a living. She works hard too. She's up at 5, goes to the gym.
Oh, good on you, butter legs.
But she doesn't do the lip thing. What I love that. She doesn't inflate her lips.
She doesn't have time.
She doesn't have time.
Is that the one positive you found out?
No,
of?
I'm
it's so like, oh, yeah, look, she's a tart. And she's making money by, you know, you sleeping around.
You can't tart shame her, Stephen.
Okay, yeah.
No. Oh. Absolutely not.
Oh, is that not? Oh, you can sleep with 300 men in 1 year and that's all good.
Yeah.
My mistake. I apologise, everybody. I don't know where I got my morals from. I'm so embarrassed. My God, I'm a creep.
Yeah. Well, it's the new world. You can't be tart shaming people.
I never thought I would hear someone say that to me.
Absolutely not.
Oh, that doesn't matter. That's good honour. Steve, wake up to yourself, you dinosaur.
Do you know what? It raises the question. Are you, like, Annie's out there and honest. She's honest with her parents, God. She's honest with her friends, she's honest with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Are you honest about your, like, partner count?
Oh, you mean when they ask yes, how many you've slept with or whatever?
Yep.
I always go straight to, why are you asking? I'm always curious why people want to know that.
Right.
I'm really always, why do you want to know that?
It's weird, isn't it?
Because I've never asked it or nor do I want to know.
You know, yeah, we don't want to know, do you?
No. But you're right, it gets asked a lot,
well,
doesn't it?
In
a lot of people in relationships will say, yeah, come on, just go, I won't be bothered. All right, it was this many. Oh, my God!
I know. You've got to take a few off, I reckon, if you are being honest.
That's enough about you, right?
Oh, my God, Ryan. How about you just stay quiet for this segment?
Back to Annie. There's a picture of her. There,
that's what I mean. She doesn't get her lips done. I like that.
Well, she wears them out. Quite frankly, she'd be in there getting them done once a week, I'd say, T. So it would be too costly.
Oh, dear. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
She's
good
employed
on her.
And she's paying her tax.
And she's rich.
That's what I...
Bear just, with me.
Good on you. What are you doing?
I've just got my calculator from how many partners I've had over the years. I've been on the planet quite a long time, Tanya.
I know.
And you know I'm not good at my maths.
I know. Is it...
870. See, I like to go above.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. How many are you at?
You are
talking about this. I'm not talking about
you just
this.
Told me earlier, it's like, good on you now. I'm ready to give you a big praise. I'm ready to give you a shoulder punch and go, good on you, T.
The original Annie.
Yeah. There you go. There wasn't enough days in the year for our little tea. I couldn't tell the honest answer.
What?
No.
Why?
Of course not.
Roughly? Rough idea.
Oh, some were nice.
No. Do you have a rough idea of the number?
Oh, my mistake.
Is that true? You don't know?
No, I couldn't give you an accurate number.
Mad dog, Steve, mad dog.
No, but this is all between, like, 18 and 24. This is not, like, last weekend.
Right.
No, I'm talking, no, I know.
I'm talking back in the 18, 24 days.
Yeah.
When, you know, the car was the place you did it.
Going parking.
Parking.
Tell me where else you did it to do.
Hang on. I'm doing this and Tanya's going, oh, my God, Steve, it's getting out of hand. And yet old butter legs is out there going to town, and you're like, oh, Steve, don't be a dinosaur. It's perfectly fine.
The McDonald Jones $65,000 price rollback on new homes is on now for a limited time. Turn it up loud because Tanya and Steve is Triple M breakfast. Travel all over the countryside. Travel and Holidaying 101 with Quentin Long from Australian Traveller.
We've both been kicking around, haven't we, looking at things?
Yeah, hello, Quentin.
Morning, Tanya.
Morning, Quentin.
Morning, Steve.
We love to tire kick, mate. Things, you know, Easter breaks, things like that coming up, just getting a general feel for things. Anything good going on?
Well, look, there is a few availabilities. The trick here is you've got to look a bit further afield to be ready to pounce on anything that's come up, because if you haven't been organised already, you need to start getting yourself organised. Like, there is a bit of availability around. The guys in the cabin space, so think about Discovery Holiday Parks or Big Four, they'll generally have a few little cabins left, and also think counter season. So think about things like Threadbow is a good example, or places like Jindabyne.
Mm.
They're in their counter season period now, so they'll have a bit of availability, and you'll be able to find something there. And then if you really want to get adventurous, you can start to look about places like the NT. At the moment, the NT is in that very, very late stages of their low period, so they'll start to, you know, say, look, we want to put some people in beds and we'll put some deals out there. It does require a bit of aviation, meaning you have to fly, which does increase the cost. But because they are at this moment really looking for business, you could, you know, snag a few deals.
When it comes to booking overseas journeys, Quentin, do you do airfares yourself or do you always go through a travel agent in case something goes wrong?
Yeah, that is a great question. It depends on the trip. So if it's a small, what I call sort of not long haul, so one point to point, so things like Fiji or Bali, I tend to book them myself.
Yep.
But if it's a bit more complex, like if I'm flying into Europe, but flying into London and flying out of Rome, or if I've got lots of, you know, people traveling with me, I will often use a travel agent then, because they just have a lot better access to knowing which flights at what times. But also, as you said, Tanya, like if something goes wrong, I want to pick up the phone and talk to one person and know that they'll make all the calls for me and I don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Also, as tire kickers over the years too, Quentin, we've noticed the change, the shift in flights. And we mean by even if you're buying a seat you might like, that price has gone through the roof. But plus times, layover times, get this cheap one. You will be laid over for 17 hours. But then when they go, oh, you want a direct flight? Well, you'll be paying for that.
Absolutely.
That's changed.
Yeah, it has gotten worse with sort of direct flights being really expensive. And that's because demand has been so high and supply so low. Like, we still haven't quite got back to the same levels of, you know, seats and flights that we had before COVID. So, but we are seeing that come down, and that there's two things happening on there. Obviously, capacity's increased, but also there's a little bit more hesitancy in the market with the cost of living pressures, and that's why you'll see Qantas came out with a bit of a sale, and, you know, the big one has been Japan. Like, Japan is so hot at the moment, but there's been a bit of sort of discounting, particularly from people like Jetstar and those low-cost, long-haul carriers, as we call them in the industry. They're sort of giving out a few special deals. Like, Jetstar had a flight home free deal out there for a while, probably about a month ago, which is a pretty good deal, but it can be tricky because the flight out was really expensive and they were just making up the money on the flight out.
Of course. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I believe you've got the friendliest accents in the world to tell us.
Oh, we know it's German.
Well, this study came out and I was like, are you kidding me? They reckon the American accent is the friendliest in the world, followed by the British and then followed by the Australian. And I was like, are you joking? The American accent is... it's like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Quentin, you're meeting too many people from New York. I think they're talking about the southern ones. And, hey, all, have a nice day.
Yeah, but, like, let's be honest. The friendliest, nicest accent in the world has to be the Irish accent, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I could get an Irish person ring me up and go, oh, I'm just going to have to turn off your electricity. I'm very sorry about that.
And I'd be like, Quentin, before you go any further, Tanya's married to one, so I wouldn't try an Irish accent.
Oh, right. I've got a very strange reaction.
Just might give you out of 10.
What did you think of that one, Tanya?
I totally agree, Quentin. I thought you were going to announce that it would be Irish because, as you say, it doesn't matter whether they're, you know, reading your eulogy. Nah. You're in stitches.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you fight with your husband with that accent? It's like, oh, baby, that's so lovely. Oh, thanks,
lovely. How do you think it is for me, Quentin? I get starry-eyed with him.
Yeah.
And you're right, they can say anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your mum day, that's no good at all.
Well, we're on board. We don't believe it's the American. But thank you, Quentin. It's great to talk with you. Appreciate
Thanks
your time.
Guys. Have a great time. And now, look, if there's anything else I can help with Easter, just reach out and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, thank you.
About $3,000, Quentin, actually.
All right, come back to me.
I'll just reach out.
I'll have an itinerary for you ready.
Yeah.
There's Quentin Long.
He hasn't learned not to offer.
Founder of AustralianTraveller.com.
When Michael's at his fuming, angry worst, does it still come across nice?
That's cute.
I can't admit. I would love to see it.
He loses it.
I can't stand you, Jenny.
and especially when he gets really cranky, that's when the T's get lost.
Oh.
You know, the TH?
Yeah.
So that's when I know he's cranky, but it's like, oh, here we go. Let's have a giggle. Michael's cranky.
I was the same, you know, with my children, but with their mum, I was the same. There's nothing more friendly than a Dutch woman yelling at you.
Slightly different to the Irish, eh? It's Triple M. $1,000 minute. We're going to play it straight after this. And don't forget, credit card crush this morning, 8 o'clock. $1,000 minute.
Sarah Maitland, hello.
Hello.
Now, if you don't win $1,000, because you're at Maitland, I might throw a few tickets for the show in, okay?
Woohoo.
All right.
But aim high, Tina.
That's what I mean.
I'm going to give you the grand.
Exactly. I just don't. Be confident you won't walk away empty handed. Got to take your first answer on that, though. No help from anyone or thing. Pass if you don't know. So good luck, Tina.
Thank you. Sounds good.
All right, Tina. Name Donald Duck's girlfriend starting with D.
Daisy.
In which Australian city would you visit the famous Salamanca markets?
Tasmania.
Which city? I said.
Oh, sorry.
We'll come back.
Over.
Yeah. Which country still has conscription? Is it Japan, Finland, or Germany?
Japan.
In the sci-fi film, what are Triffids? Are they plants, zombies, or aliens?
Aliens.
In golf, which number wood is the driver? Is it one or four?
One.
Which song has been revived by the film Saltburn? Murder on the Dance Floor or Night Fever?
Night Fever.
Tenacious D is Jack Black and his mate Ken or Kyle?
Kyle.
The R-rated card game is called Cards Against What?
Humanity.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Look, you got five, but we didn't get to them all because we were just sort of hesitant on those ones that we got wrong. The country that still has conscription is actually Finland. Do you remember the Day of the Triffids? It was all about plants. It's a book as well.
Yes.
So there's that. And Murder on the Dance Floor is the song that's been revived by the movie Saltburn. It's the final scene where he's doing his naked nudie dance around the lounge room.
They brought her back to sing it live at the BAFTAs. Did you see that?
They did.
It was a good version.
Yeah.
Good song. Like promised, you have got a family pass to the Maitland show, but also Newcastle show, rather. But also, ride tickets thrown in as well, Tina.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, guys.
And it's not raining.
No.
It's not raining.
So it's going to be lovely.
Good weekend for the show. Yeah, you can go, by the way, go the other way as well. Go a family pass to Hunter Valley Wildlife Park.
Okay, awesome.
It's win-win-win for you.
Joy.
Well done, Tina. Enjoy the Montgomery Homes Newcastle show, and you can get closer at Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. It's just 30 minutes from Newcastle.
Nice. Have they got the Ferris wheel up yet? You know that exciting moment when you're driving past?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
You know that vibe you get?
Yeah, I haven't noticed.
Okay, that's when you know it's on.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Let's play Sophie Ellis-Bextor. This is Murder on the Dance Floor. This is Triple M. Tina and Steve, good morning.
And I've been off air asking you advice because I'm a relative newcomer to online shopping due to the fact over the years when I've done it, failures.
Yes. You're still waiting on a T-shirt for BJ.
Don't start me on the map.
I know.
I got a world map and it's coming from England any moment now.
That was years ago.
Five.
Yeah.
Because I just moved in and it was going to go in his bedroom wall. Okay.
That's sad.
T-shirt? Wouldn't fit him now?
No.
Be actually too big.
Yeah.
So I kind of gave up. And I thought, I went on hospital and not getting around as much. I was starting to do a bit of online and really simple online, meaning groceries.
Sure.
I went, okay, all right. But then there's the minefield of Temu, Catch, Frugu, and all of those is where, you know, I don't care what anyone tells me. If I see a brand new car for $8, something's going to be sus.
Yeah, and it's really hard. I kind of, if I see something online, I then go to the reviews. But I tell you what, even they're not helpful half the time because you get 50% going, this is great, I got my size and sizes are great. But then the other half go, still waiting, took my money, never saw it.
I don't know. I'm currently finding that exact what you're saying about Temu.
Oh, I don't go near Temu.
No, I deleted it.
Because they did a story on a current affair.
Oh, God.
Lucy gets heaps of stuff from Temu, and she's never had an issue.
Right.
But what did they say? What did they see? Uncle?
Right. My mum is living alive and well in the ghost of Tenya.
And but no, I deleted Temu because I was told that it was data collecting. You know, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I'm sure they all are.
Yeah, for sure. They even ask you in the cookie thing, and you just go, accept.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sorry. And then we read that all, and then we accept, don't we?
Catch is one that I find works well.
I was about to ask you about that one.
Wish is another one that I have had success with.
We should seek professional help by people listening to the show to give us the thumbs up on the good ones.
133353. Love to talk to you now. Online shopping. What are the good and the not so good websites that you've found and experienced? 133353.
Because we could be flippant with it, but we're giving our credit cards. We're doing all of that gear on them, aren't we?
The one I trust more than any other, and I don't know whether it's because they've been around so long, because of who's behind it, because we see the bricks and mortar, the big warehouses.
I know what you're going to say.
Amazon.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say Amazon as well.
Yeah. I have no problem at all giving over to Amazon because it's never let me down. In fact, it's arrived the next day.
Yeah, well, they're doing that whole thing, aren't they?
Funny you say that. I've literally just got some AirPods and went direct from Telstra. So I'm happy to go online and buy direct from the shop.
Yes.
And literally 2 days.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that works.
It's the ones that, you know, when they're bargains, that's the thing. When it pops in front of you and going, really?
Yeah.
Is it that? It's almost not true.
Yeah.
But it's too good to be true. It's not.
Mm.
The Temu one is the one that's got hot. And then disappeared and got hot again.
Well, let us know if you've had any success that you can recommend these sites or not.
Give us a call, 133353.
I just recently bought, I guess you'd call it a carry-on bag for flights for BJ. You know, carry-on bag, but it's over the shoulder.
Yeah.
It looks fantastic in the picture. It was through, I can't remember one of those. I just did it. And I know, my head's just going, it's going to come in about 9 months from China.
It looked dodgy.
And the wrong colour.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, I'm not a massive onliner still because I love to touch things and feel them and,
you know what you're getting,
quality.
Don't you? If you're touching it.
I'm exactly the same. It's just I haven't seen one of these particular bags. Yeah. So I thought, I'll have a look online.
Well, Amber Lee is in Cessnock. Who do you do your online shopping through, Amber Lee?
I do a lot through Temu, actually.
See, we hear
and
the good
I've
and bad.
I've never had a problem.
There you go.
Amazing.
I reckon my wife's got, like, at least 10 to 20 stuff packages from there in the last few months. Yeah.
And then I've heard so many disaster stories about Temu. It's weird, isn't it?
And Amber Lee never had an issue with it turning up when it's supposed to or the quality?
No. I actually ordered two pairs of, like, your... I know they're like rip-offs, the Western boots.
Yep.
For my upcoming wedding. And they are actually really, really good quality, and they're $50.
Wow.
Okay. And I'm guessing normally like...
Oh, hundreds.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, normally about 300 or 400, if not more.
Yeah. And have you got other stuff for the wedding through them as well?
Yeah. I've got a heap of stuff for it.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Oh, well, you're on board.
I got my invitations from it.
Okay.
Rightio, we might have to have another look.
If you don't receive the delivery by the time that they tell you you're going to get it, you get a $5 credit as well.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Amber Lee.
Every time I got on there, I had to spin some bloody wheel. I said, I'm not at Vegas, I just want to buy something.
Deb's a redhead. Deb, who do you use?
Hi there. I use Temu as well. I use most of them. Temu is awesome. I've bought absolutely everything from kitchen things to clothes to baby items. My son's getting engaged, so I'm buying all the things for that.
Yep.
It's just awesome.
And as we said at the start, Deb, it is a 50-50 call on
it. Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Deb. EP Jerry just put it on our screen. Everyone that's called has been praising Temu. And we've just had positive experience. I don't know if it's changed or if they've improved or...
Well, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, improved their service because or there's been a couple of horror stories at the start.
I deleted the app maybe midway through last year.
Yep.
Because the stuff that I'd ordered just didn't show.
Yep.
And then, funnily enough, a story popped about... You know, they're getting your data, they're doing this, they're doing that. So I just went, I'm deleting.
Yeah,
and a few girlfriends
too.
Did at the same time.
I got mine was word of mouth from some friends going, bloody hell, and it was earlier last year.
Yeah.
Personally, though, I don't want to spin a bloody wheel. I don't want to do that. I just want to buy something.
Do you ever use the Iconic?
No,
what's
that?
I use the Iconic.
That.
I use Surf Stitch a little bit.
Yeah,
they do a few surf clothes.
The Iconic is, obviously, I like that because it's Sydney-based.
Right.
Yep.
So,
and good brand, like a fashion fashion stuff.
Yep.
Oh, clothes like that. Iconic. Yeah, okay.
See, I feel more comfortable using like local?
Yes.
In inverted commas, like Australian based?
Sorry, Jenny, not me. I like to get my mats and clothes from China.
It's Tanya and Steve. Thanks for all your calls. We couldn't get to everyone today. 133353. You can call us anytime.
The McDonald Jones $65,000 price rollback on new homes is on now for a limited time. Turn it up loud and clear, cause Tanya and Steve are Triple M's Tanya and Steve. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I like these because mm-hmm. everyone can play along wherever you are. Put yourself in the position. Which one would you choose? So here are the two options today. Would you rather? Ryan, pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
Would you rather? I sounded like a school teacher then.
We can't tell you how often you do, T. Carry on. That was the first time you've noticed it.
I'll be honest with everyone, though. I did look away at a different computer screen.
He was not paying attention at all, Steve.
But I am now.
When we're off here, she sometimes tells me to sit up straight. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, so here's the two scenarios. Right. Would you rather you can travel forth to the day of your funeral
right.
and witness your funeral, and you can hang around for a week after, and you can click your fingers and be with whomever in your friendship family circle that you want to see in that week post your funeral.
Okay.
Or you can travel back to the day of your birth and you can witness your birth and you can hang around for a week and visit all those people that were in your life back then that you probably didn't even know were there, a lot of them. So which would you rather?
Funeral.
Would you?
Straight away.
How come?
Well, I didn't know anyone when I was born. Mm-hmm. So that would have been a horrendous experience, I'd imagine.
Yeah, see, I'm the exact opposite. I'd go day of my birth.
Yeah?
Because I'd love to see my parents young. I'd love to see my grandparents who are no longer here.
Yeah, right.
And other family members who are no longer here. And I'd just like to see them as new parents, you know, because they're old now, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, and they're not always been old. But for my mind, I'd just like to see that young, fresh couple that, you know, had already suffered the loss of one child.
Mm.
And it would have been joy but sorrow. But I don't know. I'd just like to see them in that week preceding.
Yeah, right.
And you, see, I thought you'd go funeral because if you were adopted. But it's true. I didn't think you would want to go back and experience that.
I forgot.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
How could you
forget? Because yours was a sad start.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
As you were, honestly, though, saying it, I went, oh, God. It reminded me, why would I go to my birth?
You wouldn't.
It was like, out of, oh, well, yeah. Like, you know, I was alone, I think, for 3 or 4 months or whatever.
Oh, don't. It's awful.
You know, just, anyway.
In a bed. No love.
Okay.
Oh, no, but it's true.
I'm sure the nurses that were on duty loved you, Steve.
But no breast milk.
Plenty, mate.
Okay.
It was the 60s. They came. No work regulations those days. That's a good point, though.
Yeah.
For me, on a dead, real zone? Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to go back there. That would be awful.
I know.
I'd look at that and go, oh, yeah, you poor little bugger.
Yes, that would be so sad.
That's why I pictured you on the day of your funeral with a notepad and pen going, okay, which bugger is actually here and really upset?
No,
who do I diss for the rest of my days?
You know what I'd be doing?
What?
What are you doing here? It wouldn't be you turned up. It'd be, what are you, go home.
True. There'd be a bit of that, wouldn't there?
They're the people that, it doesn't matter what funeral. And you'll see going,
there's always a couple.
What are they doing here?
Yeah, they didn't like them in life. Why are they here in death?
I'll never get that.
Yeah, I agree.
But, it would be, all right, who's doing the eulogy? Tanya, I didn't do that. Oh, she's going down that way. Don't show that photo.
That's why I reckon it'd be horrible to see your own funeral. Same, because there'd be so many things you'd be like, I wouldn't have done it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That way I could spend a week with you afterwards telling you where you went wrong.
even like down to the song choice. I never liked that song. Why am I walking the casket out to that song?
And we all know it. Every funeral. Oh, look, we know he wanted this, but we don't think we'll do that. It was what he wanted. No, but we don't.
Well, we do choose, right? Death or birth.
As soon as you said the options, I was like, there's no way I'm going to choose the funeral because I don't want to see it. I don't want to be there. But then I was like, oh, Yeah, so I'd probably choose the birth.
Because
I didn't even think about this, but the, like you said, young mum and dad, seeing all that sort of stuff, the joy.
Yeah.
And mainly because I don't want to go see the future.
Sure.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm happy for the future to stay unknown as well.
Yeah, I don't want to know what's going to happen. Bit of a lucky dip, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't wait to hear all the great things people say about me. God knows I never said it when I was alive. It's like I'm going to hear it once. Might as well hear it then.
That's true.
Because there's no bad person dies, remember?
No. Tanya and Steve.
Back to work sale now on at WorkLocker, Warners Bay and Morrissey.
The motion was passed unanimously at council last night. Newcastle's political connections will push for us to host games and teams for the 2027 and 2029 Rugby World Cups. Mm. You wanted to travel the world to see one, Tanya.
Mm.
Could be 5 minutes down the road.
Mm.
Hunter Rugby have already started pushing the barrow. I spoke with President James Slattery this morning about the possibility of getting the Wallabies, All Blacks and more here to Newcastle.
We've been working with Rugby Australia, working out what requirements we need to meet as a sport so that we can get international teams and host them here, and even what we need to do to get some games. So I think that we could do two or three teams very easily. I know in the last Rugby World Cup, I think it was the Zimbabwean team was based out of Nelson Bay, so we've certainly got the history there that we've been able to look after international teams. And I think it'd be fantastic if we could get the French team or the Irish team and one of the real powerhouses. I think that would be amazing for Newcastle and all their supporters coming out and filling in the hotels and the restaurants and bringing a different element to our city would be fantastic.
Interesting that top of the wish list was the Europeans. Mm. You kind of think, oh, Wallabies are All Blacks, but imagine the Irish setting up camp here for 2 months.
Mm. They are the hottest team going at the moment.
That would be massive, but then again, I wonder how well that works on draw, who gets, where gets, what gets, you know. It sounds very complicated.
Well,
to
you
what
would
you
fly
get.
Around the country, but you have a home base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be an exhausting schedule at the Northern Star.
Sure.
For a couple of months, because they make it through the group stage, no worries. So.
Well, we hosted the Irish Olympic team here in the year 2000.
Oh,
Newcastle
right.
was the home base.
Okay.
So we've got a history with an international Irish team.
But it's funny, we don't actually have a history in the 2003 World Cup. They had games at Gosford, Tasmania, but not Newcastle.
Yep.
So it would be history-making if they had it at McDonald Jones. And we're due some good luck with big rugby here, because the Wallabies-Argentina clash a few years ago, that was during the days of COVID-restricted crowds in 2020, so plenty of us missed out.
Mm.
And there was that famous game against Scotland many years ago in rain of biblical proportions and played in hurricane conditions. It's hard to kick the ball into a 90-kilometre-an-hour headwind.
Yeah.
But that still had a massive crowd, so there is a huge swell of rugby support here. So, and I think we got dudded missing the Women's Football World Cup last year, but I think it'll be a happier result with the rugby. So stuff to look forward to.
Well, you know the difference when you talk about, because I was at those Rugby World Cup games in Gosford in 2003, the difference between, say, a stadium like McDonald Jones and the Central Coast, it's public transport.
Mm.
Public transport, getting people in and out of stadiums on that scale, that is a factor. You know, and I know we've got a great stadium there now with the rehash.
But the getting there and out is not like anywhere else.
Well, especially when you're bringing fans from other places.
Mm.
You know, us locals, we could probably walk there.
Mm.
But
know the little back streets to park in and then walk, 500 metres,
Well, I was going to say, like the cars, if we do get something, can we not stuff them up because New Lambton people like the Hill complain that they can't get a home park? I'm frightened now that we'll screw it.
But even James was saying that the conversations with like Newcastle Airport and those things are already starting, you know, 3 years out. So that's a good sign that they're already flagging those issues early on.
Good.
So. Oh, look, it'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Extend the term.
Yes. Yes.
And bring the Irish.
Extend the term.
Oh, God.
That'd be nice.
Good on you, JR. There's JR's spin on sport. Thanks to WorkLocker. Back to work sale now on at WorkLocker.
I got off at the beach stop the other day. No, we need bleach.
It'd be hot and sunny, even warmer on the way tomorrow. Temperatures pushing 40 degrees around some parts. And don't forget, 8 o'clock this morning, your chance to win some money with our credit card crush.
I think it'd be fair to say, mate, I've heard the saying, no need to, or don't be bothered crying over spilt milk a million times in my life. Kind of wondering, okay, weird one there. Who spills milk to cry over it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did the other day and I nearly cried. That was the last bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like ironic that it was milk. It was like rough day, found some news, this. I went to make a coffee and the whole bottle of milk went all over the kitchen bench. And that was the thing I lost it on. Okay. I got a tube out of my liver. I've had, you know, all the gear going on.
Rough trot.
Looks like I might have a bit of lip cancer going on there. And I'm like, oh, my God. But nah, I spilt milk on the cupboard and that was it. I just went to pieces going, I can't, I hate, well, FML, quite frankly. Quite frankly, it was a giant big FML. Mm. It's so stupid.
Yeah, but it's those little
things.
Well, you're being so stoic and trying to keep it all together on the big things.
Yeah.
It's that little thing that you don't account for that brings you undone.
But it's explaining it to your son when he comes out going, oh, my God, Dad, what's wrong? I've spilled my milk.
I know.
Right, leave you with that, Dad.
Yep. Out of the way.
You know, like, because to anyone else,
yeah,
he's like, oh, my God, they've finally cracked.
I know.
Oh, this is a bad time. It's finally happened.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. You just work so hard and push through.
Mm.
That little spilt milk, hence probably where the phrase came from.
Yeah. Was it a whole carton?
Whole 2-litre bottle went through the kitchen.
Oh, that's annoying.
Over the floor as well, down the cupboards.
You're just making me upset again. You're literally putting me back there, but yes. Just, you know, maybe it was because it was visual.
Mm.
Maybe it was like, oh.
Just a hassle.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, yeah, flip me out. Just, yeah.
Well, you can relate to then someone at some point in history,
mm,
maybe they had a bad day on the battlefield. They've come home,
mm,
like their aim that day was 20 severed heads. They only got to 15.
Yeah.
Then they've spilt the axe milk, and then it's all come undone for them, hence the saying.
I honestly think we've been together 10 years. That's one of the best analogies we've ever done.
Well, it had to start somewhere.
You've compared my moment to a Viking clash battle.
Pretty much.
It was that file, that was it.
Yeah. I believe the Vikings did like a good full like horn of milk, so that's how the relationship.
How did you get to Vikings?
You brought the Viking up. It was in my brain, but you said it.
Okay, it was when you said the battle and so many heads a day. I haven't heard that since the Vikings.
It's true.
So, they okay, were I got you.
Pretty bloody, weren't they?
They were, mm, Tanya.
Yeah.
So, you know, now I've got one. You've already got one, the bauble.
Mm.
Right? You know, what snapped you? Tanya's got the black bauble on the Christmas tree. She lost it.
Triple M bauble. We wanted to give away. Someone listening may have got one years ago.
Yeah.
Probably 5 years ago. And we ordered.
Oh, I can't remember.
I thought we were getting pretty sparkly Christmas baubles.
Yeah.
What colour were they?
They were black.
Mm.
And I just didn't think it was very Christmassy.
Usually I'm there to tell her a joke or calm her down. I was so stunned at why she was losing it, even I didn't know what to do.
And it was December. It was the end of the year. We're all tired.
We're very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our excuse anyway.
And had I spilt the milk, I like you at the bauble. If I was in here, I would have quit too.
Have you got a spilt milk story or a bauble story? We'd love to hear from you. 133353.
Don't think you're getting away empty-handed, mate. You know me. I know everything about everyone and I retain everything.
Oh, no.
So when we were told during COVID they were going to tax us 10% of our wage, I've never seen Risey lose it more.
Oh, my God.
I did lose it at the boss, man.
You really
in front of everyone.
That was your bauble milk?
Yeah.
And but do you remember the main reason why I lost it at the boss? Because we learn about it in a big group all email.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, guys, we're taking 10%.
And then
have a conversation. Come and talk to us about having a conversation about, hey, you're lucky you still got a job.
Yeah. But what added insult into that very raw wound?
Boy, our company made $1 billion in COVID.
CEO copped a huge payout.
Yeah. And we never got that 10% or even spoke about it again, ever again.
I was about to say, Tanya, careful. We've still got another hour of the show and he's liable to drop a few F and whatever bombs.
Well, everyone has their either whatever it is, that moment. Yeah.
We've all got our, you know, and you can refer it back to, oh, look out, milk moment, oh, bauble moment, pay cut moment. And then boom, you just know.
Why did we get a pay cut in COVID? No, seriously, we were the only people turning up for work in COVID.
Oh,
we
all
had to come into work.
We worked harder
during COVID.
How about you calm down and we talk to Sam?
Hello, Sam. Have you got a I've just lost it moment?
I am like Steve, lost it over spilt milk. There were many things going on, surgery, illness. There was a death in the family.
Oh.
And my mother was one of those old-fashioned women that used to come up with those horrible sayings all the time that just didn't make any sense.
Mm.
And one of her favourites when I was a kid was don't cry over spilt milk.
Yep.
And when the milk spilled that day and I lost it, like Stephen sat on the kitchen floor sobbing and wailing, I understood why she said that. So don't lose it over spilt milk, Steve.
Was there anyone in the house at the time, though, mate, when you were in your puddle of milk crying?
My kids.
Yeah.
Oh, were they comforting you, Sam?
they were comforting me. They were very, very distressed at the way I was carrying on.
Yeah. But, at the way you're carrying on. Yeah. Because when you boil it down to kids, what's wrong with them? I don't know. She spilt milk, man.
I know. Hey, listen, we've got a family pass for you with ride tickets to the Montgomery Homes Newcastle show. Thanks for sharing, Sam.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care. Pleasure, you Sam. Too. Another thing, our company was getting JobKeeper back then. JobKeeper. The government was paying our company to keep us. And they still got a pay cut.
I know I ran a risk by bringing it up, Sam.
You opened a wound.
I have opened a wound. You and I can, you know, talk about the bauble and not be proud. Talk about the milk, be proud.
I wasn't very proud about
that. Rosie's very proud of the fact he went off his tree.
One and only time.
Yeah. I've still got the bauble in my kitchen drawer. So occasionally when I reach for a freezer bag, there it is rolling around. And I think, huh, you almost brought me undone, you little black bauble you. So it's there to remind me of not to really take it too serious.
Thank God it works that way for you, as proven by Rosie. It doesn't if you bring it up to him. Okay, so that's okay then. I was going to go, you've been that. But if it's working that way. Well, I'm going to go on to oat milk from now on.
It's Daniel and Steve.
Triple M. The McDonald Jones $65,000 price rollback on new homes is on now for a limited time. Turn it up loud because Daniel and
Steve are here. I thought it was very sweet that our 30th Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, did his farewell speech to Parliament yesterday with a bit of nod to his daughters, Abby and Lily, who were in the chamber to hear his final speech. But at their request, he worked in some Tay-Tay albums.
I reckon it was a little bit at their request in him throwing back at everyone who was having a go at him being at the gig. Remember that he got told for all that as well?
Yeah, he did. So if you missed it, here it is. See if you can, well, we'll ding all the album titles. Here we go. There's 11 of them.
It is true that my political opponents have often made me see red. Often when subjected to the tortured poets who would rise to attack my reputation. In response, I always thought it important to be fearless and speak now.
Oh, there's another one too.
Or forever hold my silence and allow those attacks to become folklore. Ever since leaving university in 1989, this has always been my approach. My great consolation has always been my lover, Jen, who has always been there for me whenever I need her from dawn and beyond the many midnights we have shared together. And I can assure you there is no bad blood, as I've always been someone who's been able to shake it off. Anything for my daughters.
Well done, ScoMo.
I think he's wiped Winston Churchill's fight him on the beaches. There's no question. Yeah. There's no question in 20 years' time he's not going to regret the hell out of that.
Oh, I can't see it being used. Can you?
No, not really.
They do tend to lean on, you know, famous politicians' final parting words.
Yeah.
Certainly not those.
No, maybe not, but, you know, hey, we're dads.
Yeah, I know, that's what it is, for Abby and Lily.
I just went, you know, good on you. Suppose you could have done a big official thing.
Of course.
I always forget he was PM.
Yeah.
During COVID.
The 30th.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know who we forget more than ScoMo as a PM?
Tony.
Yep.
Yeah. Tabby, yeah.
Yeah. But they all have their things we remember them for. ScoMo, I'll never forget I don't hold a hose.
Yes, and
the bushfire.
I'll never forget him going to that place and grabbing this girl's hand and making her shake his hand. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm the PM. I'm here to visit you. Shake my hand. Give it here. Bloody cameras are on. All right, so that.
Yeah.
And Abbott's famous for making
wearing budgie smugglers.
Budgie smugglers, always budgie smugglers, but also giving the knighthood to the Queen's hubby.
Oh yeah, Prince Philip. Yeah. He was a royalist.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, scone.
Donald Jones, the Hunter's leading new home builder. Tanya and Steve's credit card crush.
102.9 Triple M.
We have Tammy the Clowns down to you over the money.
G'day, Tammy.
Hello.
Hello. We've been giving money away left, right and centre. Have you got a plan in mind, Tammy?
No. I'm just going to wing it.
Good girl.
Yeah.
I like winging it.
Anything will do.
All right, Tammy.
Well, you know how it works. The credit card crusher will decline you if you don't say stop soon enough.
Okay.
Here we go.
$350.
Stop.
$350.
That'll do.
Wow.
I'll be happy with that.
For a minute there, I thought you had one of your kids going to the fridge.
Stop!
What made you? Did you get nervous? Did you?
I did. I'm thinking, oh, look, anything will do. I've got vet bills. I've got, yeah.
It did sound like a nervous stop.
Yeah.
It was. But it was a very nervous stop.
It's a $350 nervous stop, so that's okay.
Well, let us see where it could have gone, Tammy.
Oh.
Yeah.
$400. $410. $555. $602.
Declined.
Oh! I reckon that's still all right.
Yeah,
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That'll do. $350. I'm so happy.
Good girl.
Good on you.
Tammy, we'll give you a premium tasting experience for two as well at Mount Pleasant Wines, an Australian icon, 100 years in the making as well. $350 cash, thanks to McDonald Jones, plus the premium wine tasting experience at Mount Pleasant.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So happy. Have a great day. Thanks, Tammy. Oh,
I will. Thank you.
Good on you, Tammy. We're going to play again after we finish today.
He's dead set like Santa Claus on rising. He's got a sack full of goodies down here. Never know what he's going to bring out.
But can't you hear the relief?
Yes.
When people get just a few bucks with so many bills
every
at the moment.
Time.
Yeah, definitely. Good on you, Tammy at Clarencetown. Thanks for having a crack today at our credit card crush. Back same time tomorrow. And, of course, we play all day while you work.
Seeing online, mate.
Oh, look, I just think it's worth reminding us all. I know it's been in the news this morning, but all 13.6 million taxpayers, so everybody that's earning an income, will receive a tax cut come July 1, which I think is great. Everybody gets a slice of the action.
Righto.
Some, obviously, not as much as others, but some are getting theirs reduced, which I think is fair. And giving those that weren't in line for a tax cut under the former government, everybody gets a slice. Mm. So I think that's good.
It's trying desperately hard to find how that's fair, Jenny, will
Well, it just means that everybody gets something.
I get it too, and I think they rejigged it in a good way.
I do too. I mean, those earning over $200,000 will still get a tax cut, just a smaller one. They'll have their cut halved, which I think it's a positive thing. I think it's a good thing because it goes to the people that weren't getting it.
Yes.
The bit for me is the tax cut. Is that what will come back in a check at tax time, or is it just an overall? You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
They're selling it like it's like in $4,000, $8,000, $10,000. Like, oh, is that my returns? Like, No.
That's what you won't be paying in your weekly tax.
Exactly.
So you'll get a bit of a bump.
Mm.
You know, save a few bucks.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, because it was rigged the other way, wasn't it?
Well, it was rigged that people, the highest earners were getting the highest money back.
Yeah.
And then you were completely missing out on those earning under $45,000.
That's right.
Those that
now it's everybody.
It's everybody. Yeah. And even this stat, 5.8 million women will now receive a bigger tax cut, which is 90% of female taxpayers. Like, you know what I mean? We're still trying to fight for women.
You heard
those statistics yesterday about the gender pay gap. So it's important to, I think, that they did rejig it and everyone gets a slice.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know, comrade. you're taking away inspiration for people to succeed. I think the system they came out with second round was a much better look at it, isn't it? Especially with where we're sitting this year.
Absolutely.
And last year, and probably in a few years to come.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the rates just on that level might be bobbing down or staying? I know they're going to stay level, but I've got a feel they're going to bob down a little bit soon.
The interest rates?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
I just got a feel.
Yeah.
Might take a couple of years for it to really notice it, don't you think?
Yeah. Look, they go up pretty darn quick.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
And it's like a slow-moving train to come down.
Because at the end of the day, that's what knocked everyone around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
Wasn't it? I mean, if you could boil it down to one thing, it was that, wasn't it?
People paying an extra $200-$400 just a week, $1,500 a month. That money just got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, you did right. It's like, God, didn't that go up fast? It's going down. How long will that take? 10 years?
It's Triple M.
The McDonald Jones $65,000 price rollback on new homes is on now for a limited time. Turn it up loud.
I'm presuming this bob during the week, Tenyon, is the reason I wanted to bring on the show, because I want to get two things out of you. is a reason why not to, and another reason why everyone should stop sending it. But for some reason, on my Facebook Messenger, I've had this sent to me by 7 different people who listen to the show.
Right.
And it's an application to go on next year's maths.
Oh. Which,
okay, so it must have come out, you know, because everyone goes, oh, you should do this, Steve. You should do this, Steve, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, married for side, nine.com, straight maths, I don't know if you're looking for love. My first concern was, what up with that is, I didn't realise I came across on air that I was.
What?
Looking for love.
Okay.
Because I'm not.
Yep.
Yep.
The other thing was, I wanted to ask you, Rising Sports Bet, how long do you reckon I'd last on that show?
Well, I would suggest it would take when she walked down the aisle.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you might actually match well with the person they choose for you.
Oh, they'd never do that.
But
that's terrible television. They'd never do that.
But there is an older couple, for want of a better term, that aren't in their 20s on the show this time around.
And they're all right, the success story.
Yeah, okay.
Because they don't play in that all that ridiculousness. That's why I think maybe people are going, it actually could work.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, really, looking for love on a TV show, please.
Yeah. Oh, look, Tanya, I'm just looking on Sportsbet. Steve's 2-1 to throat punch one of the other contestants at one of the dinner parties.
Well, thank you, Rising.
I don't think you'd make it to a dinner party.
No,
because that's a whole week.
No, at least Rising had me to a dinner party, G. Come on.
I reckon you make the dinner party at the dinner party.
No, you know what?
It might be a couple of
issues.
I
know what I'd do. They'd be all at the dinner party and then the door would slide open and there I'd be. Ha-ha! Yeah, I think Tanya's right. I wouldn't make it to the dinner party. Yeah. Get mad.
Yeah, I don't know. You wouldn't. No, it's not for you.
Do you get paid? You get paid to go on that show, don't you?
I don't think you do.
You get like a weekly. I think you get a weekly allowance, and I thought the weekly allowance was like 10 grand or
now
something
just
like that.
Hang on a goddamn minute. How much?
E.B. Jerry, can you clarify?
I don't think it's that much.
$10,000.
No, because I've heard the girls complain that they've got to do all their makeup, their hair, their clothing, all out of a ridiculously small budget.
Okay, we've got your number. It is a small budget.
How much is it?
$1,175 each week,
which covers food and everything.
That's food, everything.
So that's a... Oh, geez, you're basically not making a cent.
No. I don't know.
I just know. I just know. Even if I did it for a laugh, I know I'd be standing there and I'd look and I'd watch the car door open and this stunning woman would be walking down and then, I'd find out that she was a hippie, a vegan, and very offended by any form of humour.
Yes.
I'd just walk in, get in the car. She came in and said, take me to the freaking airport.
Well, that's why I wonder how tight these contracts are they sign. Because surely there'd be people that would want to do that.
Mm.
But they never do. They go through with it.
It's good to be a groundbreaker, too.
It's Triple M.
Imagine the promo, though.
Yeah.
Just see this bald guy walking away getting into the wedding car.